Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks for the long haul. Today we're diving deep into Accenture, ticker ACN, after a brutal earnings reaction that sent the shares tumbling more than 14% in a single session. The market is clearly worried about slowing growth and whether AI will eat into the consulting giant's core business. But let's cut through the noise with a full look at the numbers, the outlook, and what the model says the stock is really worth. Accenture remains one of the largest professional services firms on the planet, delivering strategy, consulting, technology, and operations work across every major industry. With roughly 801,000 employees and a footprint in dozens of countries, the company has built a durable moat through deep client relationships and an expanding suite of AI and digital transformation offerings. On the top line, fiscal 2025 showed consulting revenue of about $35.1 billion and outsourcing at $34.6 billion, keeping the two segments almost perfectly balanced. That mix gives Accenture flexibility when clients pull back on big projects while still locking in recurring managed services work. The most recent quarter delivered an earnings beat with EPS rising 9% year over year, yet management trimmed the full-year revenue growth target to a range of 3-4% after earlier guiding 3-5%. The culprit was softer demand in the Middle East, plus delayed decision-making on discretionary tech spend. New bookings also slipped, which is why the stock sold off so hard, even though the bottom line number looked fine. Looking at the broader financial picture, revenue has climbed steadily from $43 billion in fiscal 2019 to nearly $70 billion last year, while net income moved from $4.8 billion to $7.7 billion over the same stretch. Free cash flow remains robust at over $10 billion, the balance sheet carries manageable leverage, and the dividend yield sits near 5%. Those are the hallmarks of a mature compounder that can keep compounding even when growth slows a bit. From a SWOT standpoint, strengths include unmatched scale, a diversified client base, and proven ability to integrate AI into legacy systems. Weaknesses center on exposure to discretionary consulting budgets that tighten quickly in uncertain times. Opportunities lie in cybersecurity, cloud migration, and the still early stages of enterprise AI adoption. Threats include faster than expected automation of lower-end consulting work and intensifying competition from both big tech and nimble specialists. The recent performance chart tells a painful story. The stock is down 24% over the past month, 38% over 3 months, and more than 57% over the trailing year. That kind of drawdown has pushed the shares well below historical valuation ranges and created the kind of fear-driven pricing that sometimes sets up multi-year rebounds. For the valuation setup, we are using the forward PE model as the primary engine with a high confidence rating supported by a DCF lens. The model fits because Accenture is a mature compounder with visible analyst estimates and a long history of positive free cash flow. Current price sits around $130, while the market snap fair value lands in the neighborhood of $220. That implies the market is pricing in far more pessimism than the underlying earnings trajectory and cash generation actually support. Key drivers behind the number include normalized terminal multiples, reflecting mid-cycle growth, gradual FCF conversion that stays above 120% of net income, and modest share count reduction that adds a small tailwind. My take is straightforward. The 14% post-earnings drop looks like an overreaction to a modest outlook trim in a tough macro patch. Accenture has navigated slowdowns before and come out stronger by shifting more work into higher-margin AI and cybersecurity services. At current levels, the valuation is compelling, and the model suggests meaningful upside over a 3-5-year horizon. But remember that assumption tweaks around growth rates or multiples can move the target by tens of dollars in either direction. I would be comfortable adding on further weakness with a multi-year view. Thanks for watching this full breakdown. If you want to see how other tech services names stack up or need a deeper dive on any metric, drop a comment below and hit subscribe so you never miss an analysis. Until next time, invest smart and stay patient.